SBS Radio.
Survivors of the Stolen Generations in the Northern Territory to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Going Home Conference. And the Reserve Bank of Australia cuts interest rates to a record low. And Hong Kong marks the Chinese Communist Party's 78th anniversary with pro-democracy protests. Tomorrow, Thursday the 3rd of October, the Aboriginal Stolen Generations Corporation in the Northern Territory will commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Going Home Conference. This conference led to the Bring Them Home report. Auntie Mazie Austin, CEO of the Northern Territory Stolen Generations Corporation, says Territorian Stolen Generations haven't been compensated despite the recommendations of the Bring Them Home report. In fact, less than 10% of the report's recommendations have been implemented.
Now, the Bringing Them Home report had about 54 recommendations. Possibly 9 were even looked at and 5 probably implemented out of the 54. And this is going on, 21 years now. Compensation has still not been paid to the Northern Territory Stolen Generations peoples. They are still advocating and fighting for that.
The Reserve Bank of Australia has reduced interest rates to a record low of 0.75%, its third cut in just 5 months. The Commonwealth Bank has become the first of the Big Four banks to reduce its interest rates in response to the Reserve Bank of Australia cutting the cash rate. The Commonwealth Bank has responded by announcing it will reduce its standard variable rate for home loan customers by between 0.13 and 0.25%. CBA's new rate will take effect from the 22nd of October. Labor is calling for Prime Minister Scott Morrison to clarify the circumstances surrounding a recent phone call with United States President Donald Trump. The federal government has confirmed reports Mr. Trump asked Mr. Morrison during a recent phone call for help investigating the grounds for the Mueller investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The call reportedly happened in the first week in September before the Prime Minister traveled to the U.S. for his state visit. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Mr. Morrison needs to give straight answers rather than dismissing the issue.
The Prime Minister needs to explain to the Australian people exactly what happened here, exactly what his role has been, what took place in terms of this phone call, so that it's made clear that the Australian Prime Minister is not involved in what is essentially a domestic issue in the United States.
The federal government's attempt to safeguard press freedom has been criticised by lawyers, human rights activists and digital experts who say it doesn't go far enough to protect journalists. Attorney General Christian Porter has told Commonwealth prosecutors they must get his approval before charging reporters over some national security issues. But the Human Rights Law Centre and advocacy group Digital Rights Watch say the directive falls well short of what is needed. Digital Rights Watch board member David Parris says ministerial discretion over prosecution is too little protection too late. An investigation is underway into a cyber attack that has sent regional Victorian hospital networks into lockdown, delaying surgeries. Hospitals that are part of the Gippsland Health Alliance and Southwest Alliance of Rural Health were targeted by ransomware. The facilities have isolated and disconnected a number of systems to quarantine the virus as the investigation continues. Head of the Victorian Government Cyber Incident Response Service, David Collins, says it's believed the attack occurred on Monday afternoon.
I wouldn't want anyone in Victoria to think that there hasn't been substantial investment to make sure that we've got a cyber security capability that keeps us safe. No matter how much work you do, though, what experiences the world over tells us is that any system can be subject to these sorts of attacks, these sorts of criminal acts. But we will look at this very carefully. let's get patients the care they need first, then work out what's gone on and who's done it, and then law enforcement will waste no time or resources in making sure that they pay a price.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott is joining the board of the Australian War Memorial in his first official appointment since leaving politics. He will replace author, historian and newspaper editor Les Callion, who died in March. Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester says Mr. Abbott will bring dedication, passion and knowledge with him as the memorial undergoes a $500 million upgrade. A rural Victorian council has formally rejected $1 million in Commonwealth drought relief funding. The Moyne Shire Council in southwest Victoria received an offer to relieve funding last week, but councillors say the area isn't in drought. Mayor Mick Wolfe has told Sky News the Shire's councillors have unanimously decided they have no need for the federal government's money.
We are in a very comfortable position down here, and we think the money should stay with the grant program, and we urge federal government to reallocate it to an area that is being devastated by the actual drought at the moment.
And overseas, riot police have fired tear gas to disperse pro-democracy protesters in several districts in Hong Kong amid multiple rallies challenging the Chinese Communist Party as it marks its 70th year of rule. Dozens of police officers formed a security cordon to prevent protesters from advancing to China's liaison office in the territory. Police fired multiple rounds of tear gas at the Wong Tai Sin, Shan Tin, Tuen Wan and Tuen Mun areas as protesters hurled gas bombs, bricks and other objects in their direction. And back to Australia, where the new $20 note is the latest to include a tactile feature to help vision impaired people. The note is the fourth to include the tactile feature, joining the $5, $10 and $50 notes. Vision Australia says the tactile feature will allow 350,000 Australians who are blind or vision impaired to easily identify the money they are handling. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth mostly sunny 23, Adelaide windy with a possible shower 29, Melbourne mostly sunny 25, Hobart partly cloudy 19, Canberra a sunny day 25, Wollongong much the same 23, Sydney a sunny day 24, Newcastle also sunny 25, Brisbane possible shower 25, Cairns possible late shower 30, and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 35. And that is NITV Radio News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.